USA Radio News.
Four people are in critical condition following a lightning strike across the street from the White House. A spokesperson for D.C. Fire and Emergency Medical Services has confirmed that two men and two women were transferred to area hospitals. A severe thunderstorm hit the D.C. region on Thursday. Police have secured the scene at a Minnesota Mall of America after it was placed on lockdown when gunshots rang out in the mall. Police confirmed shots were fired after video posts online captured what sounded like gunshots near the mall's Nike store. Police have confirmed that the suspect fled the Mall of America on foot. There have been no victims reported. Once the lockdown was lifted, the mall has been closed for the evening. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Biden administration has declared monkeypox a public health emergency as cases got up to 6,600 nationwide. The declaration could facilitate access to emergency funds, allowing health agencies to collect more data about cases and vaccinations, accelerate vaccine distribution, and make it easier for doctors to prescribe treatment. FBI agents recently returned the cell phones and other electronic devices they had seized from Donald Trump's former attorney Rudy Giuliani. They are currently conducting an investigation into whether he failed to register as a foreign agent of Ukraine. The lawyer for Giuliani told Reuters that he has not officially been notified yet whether federal prosecutors in Manhattan are closing the investigation. Giuliani is still entangled in several other pending investigations. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A New York man was sentenced to 8 years in prison for pushing a woman in front of an oncoming subway train at Union Square in November 2020. The entire incident was captured on video. The man pleaded guilty to attempted murder charges.
Americans have reached a new milestone under President Biden's leadership, $16.5 trillion of debt. That's the most Americans have ever racked up. Dave Ramsey on Fox News is a personal financial expert. He says Americans are scared for their finances.
Well, it's tight out there. Folks are really, really scared. And what this is a sign of is they're reacting poorly to the situation. Because here's the thing. If you don't lower your lifestyle to be within your income, even given all the inflation and even all the pressures, you know, it's real out there. But the if you don't lower your income below your outgo, it's not sustainable. I mean, you can't just add credit card debt every year and not address this situation. As an individual person, you can't do that. I mean, you can't keep borrowing like you're in Congress.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Days of Our Lives has reached an end of an era. The soap opera will be finding a new home at Peacock Streaming Network after being on NBC and being the longest running series on the network. It will begin streaming on September 12th. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.